I get a daily opportunity to stand up on my soapbox and say whatever I want, but what is a soapbox derby?
Soapbox derby is sort of a race where people build their own carts out of whatever they got, pipe or 2x4s and bicycle wheels, and roll it down a hill, gravity fed. I think the first that people ever saw or heard about it was there's a Charlie Chaplin one. I think that was the first movie he was ever in, was Tramp at Kid Races. There's a Little Rascals episode. So I think kids have just been doing it for a long time. Mick Muller from Montague.
And you're the organizer of Montague's Soapbox Derby Race. When is it?
Sunday, September 19th.
Where is this going to happen? It's gravity fed, so you're going to be on some giant hill, right? And I guess Turner's has got to be the place, because we have a place called The Hill.
The Hill, Unity Park.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be going down from, quote, The Hill, down around Unity Park on First Street, ends along the river at the bike path.
Now, you build your own carts out of whatever you've got lying around the house.
It's got to be made from scratch. It can't be like a go-kart where you took the engine out. It can't be from a kit. So you build it out of plywood and bicycle wheels, whatever you got lying around. And it's got to have a floor. Can't be longer than 12 feet, can't be wider than 4 feet.
Now, is this any sort of a benefit for anything, or is this just like you are a soapbox racing enthusiast?
I was in a soapbox race when I was a kid, 14, and it was just a sheet of plywood and 3 bicycle wheels, and I beat the pants off of everybody.
Really?
Really, that's all that it was. Didn't even have sides. But yeah, it's a fundraiser for Montague Community TV.
Tell me about what your experience was in building your own soapbox racer when you were a kid.
We took 3 bicycle wheels, 2 adult front wheels for the back, and 1 front of a kid's banana seat bike and put in the front. But we knew that we needed really good bearings, so we took apart the assemblage of the bearings and cleaned them in Drano. And don't do that, kids at home, in plastic cups, because the cups actually fuse together.
Oh, man.
We had to put like 5 or 6 of them in and stack them.
And we're all dumping that down our sinks into the water.
That's right. And then we repacked it with fresh grease, and the thing was like unbelievably fast. You want something with good bearings, no friction, very little bit of rubber on the road. Bicycle wheels, I think, are the best, but you can use whatever you want.
How fast do these things average go, you know?
If you go from the top of the hill, you're doing a little bit over 30 miles an hour at the bottom of the hill. And you can try that. If you drive to the top of Unity Park Hill in your car, come to a dead stop, and then just go neutral down the hill, at the bottom, you're doing almost 35 miles an hour.
Now, do you have to have brakes on these things, or just like crash right into the river and go over the falls?
No, you won't be let down the hill without brakes, without a helmet. You got to be wearing goggles, gloves, no open-toe shoes. Safety first. We're here at the Avenue A block party, and Joe Landry actually built one. It's another tricycle built cart, and it's gorgeous, and it goes really, really fast, and I've actually ridden it a couple of times. There's a couple of people coming from Brattleboro. They have a race a couple of weeks before ours, and so they're entering. They want to represent Brattleboro.
So you can make a cart and race it in both Montague and Brattleboro.
I intend to race in the Brattleboro one, and they're going to race in the Montague one. Uh-huh. So there's a little competition going on.
The Brattleboro Soapbox Derby is this Sunday. Montague Soapbox Derby is September 19th. More details on both derbies at MontagueSoapboxRacers.com. Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer.